Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, you heard Patrick O'Donovan allude to it there. The Department of Health has just announced this afternoon there will be a shorter interval between doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Minister Stephen Donnelly said this will be phased in. The coming fortnight will see those who are due their vaccines as part of a 12-week schedule receive their second dose of vaccine. We will then implement a graduated reduction, he says, so the interval will reduce to 11, 10, 9 and then 8 weeks. He also added exact timing will also be contingent on supplies. Now, to give us some reaction to this is Dr. Anne Moore, who's a vaccine specialist and senior lecturer at the UCC School of Biochemistry. Dr. Anne Moore, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your reaction? Is this the right move?
Good evening, Cormac.
Well, unfortunately, I might stop you there because we're missing your expertise. We'll try and start again. See, the line is very bad. Start your reaction there if you don't mind.
Okay, so hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, I can now.
It is good news. We know from a lot of clinical trials performed in the past on adenovirus-based vaccines that 8 weeks is a good time point that you can go in and give a second immunisation. 12 weeks, we know from the clinical trial of this COVID vaccine that 12 weeks does give a slightly stronger efficacy in clinical trials compared to 8 weeks, but 8 weeks is still good. Mm-hmm. So it means that in the country, 400,000 people that are vaccinated once with the AstraZeneca vaccine will be hopefully boosted a month faster than previously expected, which is great news for building up immunity across the whole community.
And this is being done because of the fear of a lack of protection after dose one in relation to the Delta variant. Is that right?
That's correct. We know from studies in the UK that a single dose of vaccine provides very poor, around 30% protection against this Indian variant, whereas two doses still remains to give you a much higher level of protection, either 80% or 60% for the Pfizer or AstraZeneca vaccine, respectively.
60% for... Explain that to me, 60% for...
For the AstraZeneca vaccine after two immunisations.
Okay. And that's 60% protection against all variants, is that right?
Against the Indian variant.
Is that a good level of protection?
It is. I mean, it is protecting against severe disease and keeping people out of hospitals. It would be nice if it was higher, but we believe it is sufficient to keep people out of hospital and keep people from getting severe disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the AstraZeneca vaccine is working. It's prevented thousands of deaths and thousands of hospitalizations. But the worry is that an Indian variant that is even more potent will arise. And with each successive variant, we'll have lower protection against those. So it's really important that we get everybody immunised as soon as we can.
Okay, well, the good news is that the line held for us. Dr. Anne Moore, thank you very much indeed of UCC. We'll take a very quick break.